This week on Raiders All Access, future Hall of Famer Charles Woodson continues to amaze.
He is Superman!
Seabass makes a little history
as he moves into first place on the Raiders all-time games playlist.
Plus, the Stars were out last weekend at O'Dowco Coliseum.
The Raider fans are the best fans in the world.
That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access, starting right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm probably spend a lot of time with my wife and my little guy. I might make a trip down to Bakersfield and watch the BCHS Eagles play. We'll see.
It's bye week around the Raiders facility. The team currently sits at second place in the AFC West with a 2-3 record. And when you look at those first five games, you can't say that they haven't been entertaining. We've seen some big plays, but we've also suffered some heartbreak. Why don't we take a look at those top plays now? And I wonder if that man Charles Woodson makes the list.
Car not going to roll to his left. Wide open. Going to throw for the end zone. Wide open. Crabtree. Touchdown! Carnage inside, Hartline outside. McCown throws right. Benjamin intercepted by Charles Woodson. He's got it in the field of play. The Raiders take over. Charles Woodson with the interception.
And you know who he's going to be looking for, number 89.
They hit him as he throws. Carr down the side. Hits Amari Cooper. He may go 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
How about the rookie Amari Cooper?
That's what it makes for. Shotgun snap from Hudson to Derek Carr. Looking left. Throwing. Carr! Touchdown! Raiders! Seth Roberts wide open over the middle. Single high safety. Look. Third down, 8 for Manning. Three receivers wide in a loose bunch. Alden Smith pressures. Manning throws a lob for Demaryius Thomas. Intercepted by a flying Charles Woodson. Again, he is Superman.
He's unbelievable.
I look at Peyton, I just go, he look at me, I'm like.
Seems like every time Charles Woodson takes the field, a record is broken. Speaking of records, kicker Sebastian Janikowski broke a record over the weekend for regular season games as a Raider at 241. Quite the feat for the Polish cannon.
As he steps onto the field today, Sebastian Janikowski passes Hall of Famers and former Raiders Tim Brown, Gene Upshaw, and Jim Otto as he moves into first place on the Raiders' all-time games played list.
A 53-yarder with 8 seconds to go in the half. Kondo, King has it down. Janikowski, plenty of distance, and it is good! Janikowski from 53 away.
Originally selected in the first round of the 2000 NFL Draft by Al Davis, Janikowski has more than lived up to the expectations bestowed upon a first-round pick.
There's always surprise if the kicker goes first round, but, you know, I think at the end it pays off. I mean, 16 years later, looking at all the records, you know, there's not a record in the books.
The Polish national has established himself as one of the premier kickers in the league, with a penchant for the dramatic. He has kicked 13 game-winning field goals and has totaled 48 field goals over 50 yards in his illustrious career.
Right from day one, you know, number one draft pick, there's still a lot that he's striving for with longest kicks in the 50s, and he wants to be the best kicker in the league year in and year out, and I think that's what makes him good.
As one of just 16 players in NFL history to total 1,600 points, Janikowski's stats are Hall of Fame caliber. But for now, the Polish cannon's career appears to be far from finished.
The way I look at it, he's still kicking strong. He's still the strongest leg in the league, in my opinion. So, it's just a matter of time if he keeps his body healthy.
I play higher level every year. So I really, I try to be the best I can be. for maybe 6, 7, 8 more years. You never know. I'm just a kicker.
In the community this week, the Raiders and the California Milk Advisory Board teamed up to award the San Leandro School District a $10,000 hometown grant.
You have to take care of your body. You have to play 60 minutes a day, and you have to eat the right things in order to make it.
October Breast Cancer Awareness continues through the month, and the Raiders Women's Association recently showed their support of Crucial Catch Day, passing out Raiders gear at a local health center. I'm joined now by JT the Brick, the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can find on iTunes or Raiders.com. JT, here we are again. The Raiders squander a great defensive performance. But I guess if there's any bright spots to take from that game, it's looking at the division and they finally closed the gap. They just need the results to show for it.
Well, Nicole, I thought that was an opportunity for the Raiders to beat the Denver Broncos in the division. And with the offense stalling out in that game and the trouble with the kicking game, that was a game that the Raiders should have won. The defense was absolutely outstanding. To stop Peyton Manning and to not let Peyton Manning throw a touchdown, one of the greatest statistical, if not the greatest statistical quarterback of all time, really shows you how far the Raiders have come since the offseason with Jack Del Rio and this coaching staff.
And it hasn't just been against this Denver team, but talk about the progression of this coaching staff, the adjustments that they've made on both sides of the ball.
Well, I really think, Nicole, that was the key to the game, that Jack Del Rio and Ken Norton Jr. put together a defensive game plan to stop Peyton Manning, and it worked. The first thing was to take away the running game of the Denver Broncos. That running game for Denver has been struggling since week one, so the run wasn't there, and then they did a good job putting pressure on Peyton Manning, and then a secondary that's been banged up for most of the season stepped up and played at a very high level, and for Charles Woodson to get two interceptions against Peyton Manning, that was the biggest national story coming out of that game.
As always, we end with Brick's pick. So looking at the first 5 weeks, who's going to come out at the after the bye week and really make a statement and be that guy that leads the silver and black?
Well, I think it's on Derek Carr now. It really is. Derek Carr, the post-game press conference, he owned it. Jack Del Rio's the coach. He's supposed to own it, and he did. But Derek Carr is mature beyond his years. And I think and I know that Derek Carr is working in Alameda, the little time he has off away from the facility, on preparing for the San Diego Chargers and getting this team back on track. So with a week off to get rested, to be ready, to look at extra film, I expect Derek Carr to take the next step in the second quarter of this season and getting the Raiders to 500 and above 500. I think Derek Carr is ready to do it. That last loss against Denver really stings. He made that clear, and I know he'll be extra prepared in the bye week and be ready for the San Diego Chargers.
That's it for Raiders All Access. Sad, I know, the Raiders aren't in action this Sunday, but we're here at Silver and Black Productions as we're debuting a brand new Raiders Report this weekend. Be sure to stay glued to Raiders.com all weekend long for Raiders Report, A Rookie's Dream.